Mountain gets the ball to start the third quarter. They'll be moving right to left in the second half. Kay Gilbert inbounds it from the far sideline into Emma Martin. We're back underway. Martin into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now goes up to the top, over to the right side now. Throws up top to Yates. Yates will dribble down into the lane. Now kicks out to Leah Jackson in the left corner. Jackson's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. Foreman gets offensive rebound. She goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now double figures with 10 points. 29-16, Mountain Home leading it as we are 25 seconds into the second half. Johnson into the front court, throws over to Bryant on the right side. Down in the low block to Weber. Weber dribbles to the near the free throw line. She's going to put up the jumper. Rolls around. Will not go. Foreman chases down the rebound and back on the Lady Bombers. Foreman throws out to Gilbert. Into the front court to Martin. She couldn't handle the pass, but it's able to save it in to Leah Jackson. And Mountain Home will get a little bit of a break there, but that didn't last long as Yates throws it away. Her pass is stolen. And that is Mountain Home's eighth turnover of the night. Here is Johnson up at top, dribbles to the left elbow, throws it there on the left side to Lashley. I don't know if she was just wasn't expecting it, but she travels. And that is Cersei's ninth turnover of the evening. 6:57 left in the third quarter. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading by 13. 29-16, our score. Gilbert into the front court, drills between the circles, now goes to the right side. Throws it down to Foreman in the lane. Now it finds Gilbert cutting back. Now it gives it back to Foreman there in the paint. Her jumper, no good. May have been partially blocked. And Searcy comes up with a rebound. Johnson across the timeline. Dribbles up at the top. Throws over on the left side to Bryant. Bryant's going to drill down towards the paint. Now kicks out on the on the elbow to Holyfield. Her layup will not go. Her ball's knocked around. Ball's still loose. And now a jump ball's going to be called. And it will be Searcy keeping the ball with 6:17 left in the third quarter. Emily Payne's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers as Aston Yates will take a seat. 29-16, Lady Bombers leading it. Lashley will inbound it to Bryant in the left corner. Now out to Johnson on the wing. Now Johnson gives it back to Bryant. Bryant will drill near the left elbow, throws up top to Weber. Weber's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And Payne gets the rebound. Back she comes. And now what's going on? A stoppage of play. Okay, it looks like there was something on the floor, some sort of I don't know, food or something. But they stopped play to get that off the floor. So Mountain Home will inbound on the near sideline with 6:02 left in the third quarter as they lead 29-16. Martin inbounds it to Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything, goes out of bounds, and it will be Lady Lion basketball with 5:52 left in the third quarter. A 13-point Lady Bomber advantage. Johnson into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Her pass is knocked away, but Bryant's there to get it. Bryant will dribble to the left elbow. Now she's going to be fouled. Aaliyah Jackson, I believe, is going to be called for that foul. That is her second personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the first in the second half. She's going to come out of the game. She'll be replaced by Addison Yates. 5:35 left in the third quarter as Holyfield will inbound it. I'm sorry, Lashley going about it on the baseline. Gets into Weber down under the basket. And her pass is stolen by Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert throws it into the lane to Martin, who's going to go up for the jumper. Will not go. Foreman gets offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 12 points. That was Cersei's 10th turnover of the night. 5:16 left in the third quarter. 31-16, Lady Bombers leading it. Johnson dribbling on the right wing. Takes the screen from Weber. Dribbles up to the top. Now goes in towards the lane. Reaching fouls will be called on Mountain Home with 5:05 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin picks up her second personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Haven Klinger is going to check in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Emma Martin. Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore. Lashley will inbound the ball to Bryant near the top. She drills to the right side, puts up the jumper. Shot was blocked. And, boy, Payne just was not able to handle the ball. Goes out of bounds. Well, that's just a tough break for the Lady Bombers. So, Searcy will inbound it with 5 minutes left in the third quarter as they trail by 15. Lashley will inbound it once again. Throws it to Johnson on the right side. She's going down towards the lane, blowing up for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. I think it was last touched by Mountain Home again, and it will be Searcy's basketball. 4:55 left in the third quarter as Lashley will inbound it. Throws it to Johnson on the right wing. Johnson will drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Haven Klinger picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So it will be Chelsea Johnson at the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to convert the old-fashioned three. Those were her first 2 points of the evening with 4:49 left in the third quarter. She does get the free throw, so she now has 3 points. 31-19, Lady Bombers leading it. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles on the right wing. Now she's going down into the lane. It's going to go up for the layup. She just blew by a bunch of defenders and gets it. 18 points for Kate Gilbert. 33-19, Lady Bombers leading it with about 4.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Johnson will give it to Bryant. Bryant sets up the offense. Throws over to Johnson on the right side. Now Johnson's going to go down towards the low block. Going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. But getting the ball for Searcy was Holyfield. She'll throw it out to Weber. Her pass to Lashley a little high, but looks like Lashley's going to be fouled from behind. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Gilbert will take a seat as she's replaced by Emma Martin. 4:11 left of the third quarter. 33-19, Lady Bombers leading it. Lashley will inbound it. Gets into Bryant, and another foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul. That's the fifth against the Lady Bombers. And Kate Gilbert's going to come right back into the game as Emily Payne will take a seat. Nope, I take it back. It is going to be Anna Grace Foreman coming out of the game. 4:10 left of the third quarter as Lashley will inbound it once again on the baseline. Throws it to Bryant on the right side. Now Johnson has it there on the wing. Johnson will try to throw it down to Weber, and she's going to be fouled from behind, a push off against Kate Gilbert. That is her second personal foul. Already the 16th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Leah Jackson's going to come back in as she replaces Kate Gilbert, and now Mountain Home's going to call timeout. We'll break with 4:02. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Searcy 33-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
And that's at home taking their final 30-second timeout of the night. They still have all three of their full timeouts remaining. With 4:02 left to play in this third quarter. Dale Dillard definitely not liking what he saw on that sequence. It seemed like they kept, Lady Bombers kept getting called for foul after foul after foul. So they want to talk it over. Bryant will inbound the ball for Searcy. Throws it into Johnson near the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing. 33-19, Lady Bombers leading it. Ball goes to Weber. Now back to Johnson, who will set the offense. Johnson will give it on the right side to Bryant. Down to Weber in the lane, going in for the layup. Will not go. And now Searcy's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Meredith Weber grabbing at Aston Yates just a little bit too much there. That is Meredith Weber's third personal foul. That's the first team foul against Searcy here in the second half. 3:45 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 14. Martin will walk it across the timeline. Dribbles toward the right side. Now she's going to go down towards the corner, goes back to the wing. Now up top, finds Klinger on the left wing. Klinger trying to figure out where to go with it. She'll give it to Jackson. Jackson will dribble up to the top. Jackson will throw it to Klinger on the right side. Klinger will dribble it up to the top. Finds Jackson on the left. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with 6 points on the night. 36-19, Lady Bombers leading it. 3:05 left in the third quarter. Johnson into the front court for the Lady for the Lady Lions. Now Johnson will drill near the corner. Throws it up near the top to Bryant. Bryant throws it on the left side to Lashley. Back to Bryant. Bryant will pull up for the jumper. will not go. And Payne gets a rebound. She's fouled from behind. And Mount Home will inbound it with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. Kaylin Holyfield picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Searcy. Kate Gilbert and Anna Grace Warren checking back in as Haven Klinger and Emily Payne take a seat. Ball's with Gilbert on the right side. She'll throw it up top to Yates. Over to Jackson in the left corner. She's going to try for another three. Will not go. And she's going to be fouled going for the rebound as she was just a little bit too much behind Harley Lashley. That is Leah Jackson's third personal foul. 17th foul against Mountain Home, and so already in the bonus is Searcy. Harley Lashley will shoot a 1-1. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night with 2:34 left to play in the third quarter. Lashley's first shot will not go. She misses the front end, and now a jump ball is going to be called on the rebound. It will be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. Ashari Brown's going to come back in for the Lady Lions as Harley Lashley will take a seat. Lady Bombers with the ball leading 36-19. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Jackson on the right side. Jackson gives up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill to the corner, going down into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:18 left in this third quarter. Kaylin Holyfield picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against Searcy. Kate Gilbert's first free throw is up, no good. She has one more to shoot. Emily Payne's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Leah Jackson. So Kate Gilbert with one more free throw to shoot. She gets the second one, and she now has 19 points. 37-19, Mount's home leading it. Over 2 minutes left in this third quarter. Here's Johnson into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Bryant. Down on a low block to Weber. Back to Bryant. Bryant's going to drill to the corner. Going down into the lane. Tries to throw it to Johnson. Pass is knocked away, but Johnson's able to get it. Johnson will drill towards the paint. Kicks it to Holyfield on the left wing. Her three-pointer hits the backboard, and that's it. And Foreman gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Payne quickly into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the right side. Throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert will dribble near the top. 1:42 left in this third quarter. Gilbert dribbling on the left side. Throws it up top to Yates. Down to Foreman in the paint. Foreman's going to go down for the layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 14 points. 39-19. Mount Holmes lead up to 20 now with 1:27 left in this third quarter. Johnson into the front court for the Lady Lions. She has it between the circles. Throws over on the left side to Bryant. Bryant will give it to Weber on the right. Weber's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way from Mountain Home. Now she'll slow it up. Gilbert will throw it to Martin in the right corner. Back out to Gilbert on the wing. A cross-court pass to Payne on the left side. Payne will dribble up to the top. Takes a screen from Yates. And an offensive foul called. An illegal screen called on Aston Yates. Aston Yates picks up her second personal foul. That's the 18th foul against the Lady Bombers and their ninth turnover of the night. 57.9 seconds left. Lady Lions get the ball back, trailing by 20. Johnson across the timeline. And now a foul away from the ball and a legal screen called against the Lady Lions this time. Hagan Bryant picks up her second personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Lady Lions and their turnover of the night. 39-19, Lady Bombers leading it. Gilbert into the front court with 45 seconds left of the third quarter. And I believe Mount Home's going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Well, now ball goes to Martin on the right wing. Up top to Yates. Yates is going to go down into lane. Has the ball knocked away from her, but gets it back into the left corner. Now she goes back up with it. Now double dribble is going to be called as Yates commits Mount Home's 10th turnover of the night with 26.8 seconds left of the third quarter. 39-19, Lady Bombers leading it. Here is Johnson across the timeline. Dribbling into the lanes, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 17.8 seconds left. Hey, come here. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul. That's the 19th foul against the Lady Bombers. Two shots for Chelsea Johnson. So far, she is 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 3 points. First shot is up and good. So one more free throw for Chelsea Johnson. Johnson's second shot is good. She gets both. 39-21, Mount Solomon lead in. Here's Gilbert back the other way with 13 seconds left of the third quarter. Payne has it now, gives it to Foreman up top. Over on the left side to Martin. Martin takes the screen. Now finds Foreman in the lane. 6 seconds left. Foreman puts up the shot, and it goes in. Anna Grace Foreman with 16 points. 1 second left, and Cersei's not going to get the shot off, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score after 24 minutes, Mountain Home leading Cersei 41-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.